News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
The place is on fire, but we're going to be all right. It's a good fire. We're going to be back in a moment with the ladies at hand. In the meantime, we're going to do a history moment written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And today, her story today is about the Colon Theater in El Paso.
Luces, camera, acción! In 1919, the electric marquee flickered on at Theater Colón. Owner Silvio Lacoma realized an opportunity to cater to affluent refugees of the Mexican Revolution living in El Paso that were hungry for Mexican movies, theater, comedy, and opera. The Colón hosted the best Spanish-language performers from all over the world, such as La Familia Bell, Los Hermanos Ari, and Nelly Fernandez. In later years, Mexican superstars such as Cantinflas, Pedro Infante, and Tintin would make appearances there as well. The Colón became the second longest operating Hispanic theater in U.S. history before closing in 1976. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
A nice piece there, young lady. Yes. Very nice stuff. And it's all about the history in El Paso and Spanish influence, etc.
Well, the amazing theater, the thing is the fact that was the oldest continuous Hispanic theater in the United States.
Yeah. Stuff goes on. And that's really, call Bernie if you want to get involved in that History Alliance crowd.
Yes.
581-7920.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Felipe Solis is here with her mom, Rita, and we're going to talk about a lot of things in El Paso history. One thing I wanted to bring up just briefly here is a focus on the subject I am trying to do. And what I want to do is bring back history segments on television like we used to have when 20 years ago. Leon used to do it. Nick Miller used to do it on the night.
He'd go on the road, yes.
On the road with Nick Miller. And Felipe's here. And you remember those things. What I want to do, what we're trying to do is get a $15,000 match of a grant. We've already got the 15 in hand. We need another 15 to match it. Then we get the 30. We go produce these things and put them on a local TV station. We've got 30 of them ready to go. Take a look at some of the topics there and see what you think. We've got the early history of El Paso, like Waco Tanks,
yes.
Keystone Heritage Site, places
which is absolutely brilliant, and I wish more people would know about that. I know, I remember at Channel 9, Bernie bringing that to our attention, and it's just exquisite, and what a natural, beautiful, prehistoric site that we have here in El Paso.
I grew up here, and I didn't hear this history, and then the sergeants come along and start pushing Keystone. Mm-hmm. I saw it on TV, thought, whoa, what do we do here? So the whole point of this moment right now is to get some help. If somebody has a capacity that they want to match a grant from the Hunt Family Foundation and get on television once a week for 30 weeks with a big splash of your name promoting El Paso history.
A couple of businesses could do it.
I'd like to hear from them. And this is a nonprofit donation as well. That's the other thing. We created this so the whole thing goes to the nonprofit of the Pioneer Association of El Paso. So if you need to get a hold of me, please do. That's email me radio@ephistory.com, radio@ephistory.com, or call the station. Call the station Monday through Friday, business hours, and leave a message. Leave your contact info for Jackson. And the station number 351-5400. Let's get this TV thing on the air. How was the impact, Felipe, in your day when Leon did it?
Leon Metz was, in those days, he was a household name. I mean, people associated him with what El Paso was and what it was all about. and people looked forward to it. I think news, I like when news stations now give it a local edge, do a spotlight on people in El Paso and places and things, because you can't get away from that in local news. You have to keep that alive, and people want to see it. And if anyone wants to think about bringing up numbers, as this is a numbers game indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing your community, yes, you have to have your lead stories, but knowing your community and who makes it up and why it's there is what makes this community great.
That's part of the human interest. I mean,
right.
We've done, KDBC's done a couple with Bernie and I, so we know there's an interest there. We know KVI is interested. KTSM has done these things. There's interest there when they just take the time to see it.
This project will bring that back. What we're going to do is we've already been producing these things. My son Andrew is the on-air guy. And what we're doing is creating the whole history of El Paso in 30 segments. If you watch this beginning to end, you'd end up knowing whatever happened here in the old days to get us to where we are. And so that's the whole idea. We're looking for a sponsor, an underwriter, radio@ephistory.com for an email, or call the station during business hours, Monday through Friday, 351-5400. Leave a message, your contact info for Jackson. So, and you were there when Leon was doing these things.
Absolutely. And yes, I was at KTSM. News Channel 9.
The problem was we were not taught our history in El Paso. You went to public schools?
I went to public schools. I remember we were just talking about early days in California,
right.
And California history was really, really taught in schools. Texas history was taught, but El Paso it was new to me, certainly.
We were taught Alamo history here. I was
they were taught state history.
Yeah. State history.
And state history stopped at Alamo.
So one of the greatest field trips, remember we used to take field trips in school, was when we went to the missions.
Yeah.
I thought it was great because I remember as a child in L.A., we'd go to the San Gabriel Mission.
Right.
And I named my son after one. And I remember thinking, this is really amazing. And then we went to the Tigwa Indian Reservation. And then we all bought Tigwa Indian bread. And I thought, wow, this is incredible. And when you think about El Paso history, they used to have a big festival. I know they still do in San Elisario. But there were people like Joan Quarm, who were very close friends of the family, Hector Serrano, who started bilingual theater here. And he had the Los Pobres Theater, where there were Latino students who could absolutely participate in theater in English and Spanish. They were doing Shakespeare in Spanish. It was fantastic. And this was late 60s, early 70s.
The cultural influence from Spain in every little corner of El Paso is kind of evident if you look for it. I want to ask your mom if you have any specific thoughts on that, because here you roll in with this Spanish dance business in a huge way, and you sort of like help change El Paso.
Well, that's good of you to say. I'm not sure that we made much of an impact, as you suggest. I think that if we go back in history, of course, with the conquest and all of that, and this is when one culture invades another culture, and unfortunately, history is written by the winners. But then you have the language barriers. The Spaniards came. Their idea was to convert the indigenous mm-hmm. people, to rob them of their traditions so that they would, again, have this Spanish culture as their main focus in life.
And they're a taxpayer at that point.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And so there always is the element of, again, one culture on another. We had the same thing in Spain.
Yeah.
So this is something that grows. We have to realize another very important element in the history of Spanish culture in El Paso, and that was during the Second World War, where there was a fascist government in Spain, and there were refugees in exile, teachers, philosophers, musicians, composers, and there's no country in this hemisphere other than Mexico that would take them in.
How many came?
About 150,000.
Oh, my God.
And it was extraordinary. For them, it was a miracle.
Well, you were already here. Did you receive some of these people?
Well, I wasn't born yet, but I certainly lived through it.
Oh, I see.
And I may have been a little girl, but this is how the composers came over.
Yeah.
They began to, there was a Rudolfo Hafter, one of the Hafters after brothers, and he became director of the Palacio de Bellas Artes in Mexico. So again, in came the music, in came the dance.
That was what was the term? There was a term for the growth in the arts in Mexico at that time, and I can't remember because a friend of mine who was an artist was from Mexico City, and they talked about that period, and I cannot
remember. The Renaissance?
Well, it was kind of like a Renaissance for Mexico, but it came
well,
because
it
of that.
Well, it was extraordinary because we know that at that time, Franco, who became the dictator,
right.
of course, of Spain, they thought they could recolonize Mexico and call it the Reconquista, and Mexico would be a part of Spain again, and all this because there were so many Spaniards who told the truth to the Mexican people about what was happening in Spain and this enormous fascist takeover. Well, the Mexicans, of course, rejected it.
Yeah, we don't want that.
And so that was quite marvelous. And the Spaniards that were there, eventually they came to the border, they married, they became American citizens. And this, again, we had the Churumbel de España. You know, Churumbel is a word in the Spanish gypsy means the kids. Mm-hmm. So really, they were the kids from Spain. They were Chavales de España, who were dancing groups. And this came into the border, and this was a tremendous influence. And again, a resurgence of Spanish culture in this area.
Well, also, that's about the same time it started from, like, the 20s and 30s and 40s, influenced in Hollywood.
Yes, of
in
course.
In the movies and
yes,
dance.
Yes, for the first time, these orchestras came in to Los Angeles, mm-hmm. Hollywood, the nightclubs in New York, and they were marvelous examples of what the Spanish music was, the Cuban music. Of course, remember that the Spanish flamenco, again, we're talking about the early tangos, which were Andalusian dances. These became the rumbas of Cuba and of Mexico, the salsa. All of that was based so much on Spanish rhythm. And I know when I did, as you know, choreography for the original Viva El Paso, we tried to bring that kind of rhythmic bass back, the way it once was and the way that it settled this area in terms of history and music and even architecture.
Well, your husband, he danced at the grand opening of Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Yes, he did.
And which was like the hub of the Grammy, of the Oscars.
Back in the day, it had opened with a film called King of Kings.
Right.
And then there was a film called The Gaucho, and my father was one of 19 dancers because he was in the vaudeville circuit when he got to America.
And audition said Sid Grauman was there in the audience, as well as Douglas Fairbanks, probably.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And so it was a time. What did he do? What do dancers do? They start giving lessons. And so this became a very prominent idea, a concept in filmmaking. There had never been Spanish songs sung in Spanish in films until I think somebody did they did Siboney or whatever in a movie. And then you had Cougat, and you had whole resurrection. And
Rita Hayworth.
Rita Hayworth, and Desi Arnaz, and the drumming. And this is a very interesting part of the culture. It came here, too, like in Viva, and we used to do Bamba as an opening act. Well, Bamba, all that Mexican folklore, it may have fought with Spanish folklore, but eventually it fused.
Blended. Yeah.
And so the heel work of Spain, the Zapateado, became into La Bamba. And so, rather, we have in Spain, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and
well,
it
like
became in Bamba.
Like in
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So all this blended.
I'm dancing now.
Yes, we are.
I'm dancing now.
I can see that.
Oh, this is a fascinating discussion here. Rita, what can you tell us about your husband? You all moved here. Why?
Why?
And then what happened?
I don't remember why. I think it's because we were tired of the smog. My son at that time had some kind of asthma from the smog, and we have to go somewhere dry. And Antonio, again, he knew the Churumbel de España. He knew the bullfights. He knew this whole area, and he wanted to be close to a Spanish-speaking, Spanish-thinking society. We loved it. Even in Hollywood, we had a house that was very Spanish in its structure. Mm-hmm. We always had Spanish painting, Spanish food.
She's talking with her hands.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't everyone?
Yes.
I taught Philippa, or she taught me. I've learned from
the
best.
You're doing great.
I'm always told, hands on the table.
Well, yeah, well, see, you're from that TV thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, radio.
It's hard to do that on TV.
You can do that on Rita. Rita, keep going with your hands in radio. It's fine.
And so it's like magic tricks on the radio. But
did you see that one? That was a good one. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead. I blew your train of thought. I'm sorry. But Rita is in here because she's related to Philippa, and Philippa's in here because she knows Rita. And the two of them together.
And they know Antonio.
An interesting combination of history and people of El Paso. We got to take another break here. Are you ready for this? Or do you have a thought you want to finish?
I think I'm ready for another break.
Okay. Yeah.
We're wearing her out.
It gets intense in here with your daughter here. The whole thing going on.
But it's fun. It's fun.
And so Rita Triana and Philippa Solis talking about, I put down you're going to come and talk about Spanish dance, but you're really talking about anything Spanish.
Well, that's it. The dance was part of it.
Yeah.
And dancing, it's a universal because there's no real language involved. And because Spain had all these invasions, it appeals to so many people. We know when there's a symphony concert or where there's a concert with Pro Musica, if there's a Spanish theme, it does something. It's compelling. Maybe because deep inside of us, we have that Mediterranean genetic memory.
Urge.
That's what it is.
It's an urge.
That's what it is.
So be it. Oh, let's go to a break, shall we? Oh, but first,
we're gonna do
explain the trivia. We're gonna do trivia one more. Are you ready for more trivia?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
now,
do we have
peppies left, or did you give them all away?
We got more peppies this hour. I found some more in the box.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay, so we have the $20 in gift certificates to Pepe's New Mexican Food up there in Canutillo. And we also have the El Paso Gold DVDs. Of course, we have the El Paso Smelter. We have this Mexican Revolution sites. We have Tom Lee's El Paso. We have McGoffin Home.
Women's Club. I keep telling you, the Women's Club.
Okay.
I've only got one left.
We have the Women's Club. And speaking of dance, we also have Rosa Guerrero's Tapestry.
Oh, there's another one.
Somebody that knows how to tap her toes.
A local kid who knows your
yes.
stuff. This is interesting.
So the trivia questions we have two of them, so we'll be giving these away. So if you miss the first one or somebody gets that and you're online, you can also take a chance at the second one. The first question is, Antonio de Triana came from what country?
Oh, come on.
And for fun, how much money did he come with, or, how much was it did he find on that boat?
He brought money with him, and where did he get it?
Yeah, where did he get it? Well, how much was it?
How much was it?
Yeah, how much was it?
How much was it, and where did he get it? He came in
Well, no, don't confuse.
Okay, go back to the original question.
Where did he
question.
Come from? What country did he come
from,
and how much money did he come with?
Okay, now if you have a phone.
All right, no, and what was the second one?
Oh!
Philippa, would you tie him up over there?
I'm just working the deal here. What's next?
And what famous Hollywood theater grand opening ceremony did Antonio perform at or dance at in 1927?
Say that with the second one again.
Okay. What famous Hollywood theater grand opening ceremony in 1927 did Antonio dance at?
Oh, he was there.
And we talked about both of these.
We have Pepe's.
That's right. Pepe's or a gold El Paso Gold DVD.
The lines are now full.
See, 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
This weekend, we'll be traveling to the intersection of Western history and pop culture. It's the place where Geronimo was born and Billy the Kid's mother is buried. It's where the 2007 movie There Will Be Blood begins. And it's where the 2001 movie Rat Race ends. It's where the famous Western scout and frontiersman Kit Carson first saw combat. And where Butch Cassidy and the Wild Bunch would escape to after pulling a job. It was said they were familiar with every saloon and soiled dove in town. And it just so happens to be where our hogs, better known as the Harley Owners Group, will escape to this weekend. By now, you probably know that I'm talking about the one and only Silver City. A place that was founded in the summer of 1870, shortly after the discovery of silver ore deposits at Chloride Flat. But before you can discover what Silver City feels like from the top of the greatest American motorcycle ever built, you need to discover BarnettHarley.com or see us in person at Barnett Harley Davidson. Because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
You make a good living, but your money is slashed by taxes every step of the way. 25 to 35% income tax, 15% Social Security tax, 8.5% sales tax, property, gasoline, corporate gains, and we're just getting started.
If your income is $100,000 or more a year, every dollar you make is cut by about 50%. Bill Linderman here, El Paso's old-fashioned finance dude. One tax you shouldn't pay is tax on your retirement. On an InTouch financial plan, you'll have non-taxable growth on your wealth. I can show you in writing, guarantee, how you can grow your retirement without getting slashed by the tax man. Call me to learn how you can grow your wealth without risk or taxation at 915-595-2752. That's 915-595-2752. Or on the interwebs at keepingintouchfinancial.com. InTouch Financial, keeping the tax man's hands off your retirement and you in touch with your money.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, paid for by OpenJAR.
This is an important message for anyone diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. In 2015, the Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin lymphoma. More evidence found that Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secrets since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to adequately warn about the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Roundup helpline now at 800-804-1155. Our network of experienced attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free confidential consultation. Call 800-804-1155. 800-804-1155. That's 800-804-1155.
His eyes darted between the blue wire and then the red wire. Back to the blue, back to the red. A bead of sweat dropped from his brow to his hand, which grasped a pair of pliers. He took a deep breath, steadied himself, and cut both with one swift squeeze of his tool. The boy screamed as the doctor pried the braces from his teeth.
If this 20-second performance made you feel something, imagine what an entire Audible book can do. Visit audible.com to start your free 30-day trial.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got lines full with Maria, Bob, and Rosie. And if you're the third caller, don't go away. We only have two questions, but we'll get you to ask us a question.
That's right.
We might, by then, we can make up another one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we could probably
do that. We could
do that. Because Philippa's here. Okay. All right, let me tell you who's coming in here next week on June the 10th. Carl Lombaugh. He's our guest.
Carl.
Tales of History from Across Southern New Mexico. He was the guy who was a contract archaeologist for White Sands Missile Range. And he knows where everything was or is, if it's still there.
Including the bodies, yes.
Well, he may know where Henry Fountain may show up in his book. Anyway,
others, yeah.
June 17, our guest is Doug Pullen. About the Plaza Classic Film Festival.
He's a good guy.
Well, you want to come back in with him? Hang up. Please do so. We're going to ask Doug about his take on El Paso.
Yes.
And they've got a brand new biggie thing coming to downtown where they're going to work on the history downtown.
Cool.
Get this one. June 24th. Eastwood High School.
The
history of Eastwood High School.
That's
I didn't
really
go
awesome.
There. You didn't go there.
No, I went to El Paso High, but that's really awesome because it's as kids were at Bel Air and then they moved on to Eastwood and how the different high schools opened. It's really fascinating, mm-hmm. that history. And just thinking about our special friend here today, just even some of the great athletes in this community, coaches, a tremendous history with the education
the schools,
in El Paso.
Yeah.
Check this out. We're going to have Ron Lyman come in here. He was a teacher there at Eastwood for a long time.
Mm.
But also he's bringing Gary Pippen. Gary Pippen, he has been a coach. He started as a coach at that school in 1966.
Sure, that wasn't 1860.
No, he took off, did a military thing, came back, and he's still a coach at Eastwood High School.
He could bring
today,
the cannon?
today.
Yeah. Bring the cannon in.
The cannon would be cool. And so that's coming up June the 24th. All kinds of things coming up.
What and I got to give a holler out to our friends out there. Remember in El Paso when?
Oh, yes.
Those people, Barbara and Given, Mady, and Mario Robles, and also you've got Mark Lindell. It's El Paso in the surrounding area when way back when. They've got all those great pictures and information about El Paso history. Get out there and visit them on Facebook. They spend a lot of time doing this. It's great information.
Speaking of Facebook, I put up this promo with Philippa and her mom.
I know.
On Wednesday night. We've had 5,414 people reached with that one picture since then. And that's just Facebook.
It's because my mom is super cute.
Well, not only that. Just think there's probably even more out there on the radio.
There's two cutie pies there. So
there's a whole bunch of them. Yeah. Did you ever get their picture?
No, I haven't. I've been so busy.
Well, take their picture because they still look like this.
I'm going to have to do it later, but I'll do it.
Okay, John, we'll do it.
Should we do the trivia now?
Photo ops.
Yes.
All right, time for the trivia question. Move on.
The trivia question is, well, we need somebody to answer it.
We've got three callers.
Well, I know. Who's the first
one? Ask the question.
Antonio de Triana came from what country? And for fun, how much money did he come with?
Maria knows that. Don't you, Maria?
Of course I do.
Well, she's a smart lady.
Maria.
Hi.
Oh, well, now is this your sister or your brother?
She almost.
The Triana we never talk about.
That's it.
Ah.
That's our secret Triana.
Let these people deal with
what
this.
What is the answer?
Oh.
He came from Spain.
Uh-huh.
Con 10 centavos.
Eso.
Ah, yeah.
Muy bien, muy bien.
And in English that is?
10 cents.
A dime.
Okay, 10 cents a dance.
Where did he get it?
No,
he didn't get it from dancing. Where did he get this dime?
Excuse me?
Hey, where did he get the dime?
Well, we didn't ask that.
He got the dime. He found it.
There you go. That's the answer. Yeah. That's it. All right. That's amazing stuff. Okay, we got some DVDs here. We got some Pepe certificates here. What is your pleasure, madam?
I think I'll take one of the DVDs.
All right, we got a bunch of them here. The Women's Club is good.
Really good. And then we have the Smelter, McGoffin Homes.
You know what? You like Tapestry. I do
like Tapestry.
Would you like to have a copy of the DVD Tapestry?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. And that's by the Rosa Guerrero, of all people.
That's awesome.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for playing. Hold on, Maria. Let's see. Yes, indeed. Evelyn will come on and tell you to pick
it
up.
Thank you for listening, Maria.
Oh, I love you both.
I love
Thank you,
too.
Darling.
Come to Pepe's today for lunch, 6761 Donovan, and they won't be there, but we will. See you later. Thanks a lot. I just forgot you guys aren't going to be there.
No, but we'll be there in spirit.
Next time.
Rosie dropped off. We got Bob to go. Bob, how are you, sir?
Doing good.
Good, dude.
All right.
Okay, you got a question for Bob?
Okay, the next question, Bob. What famous Hollywood theater grand opening ceremony in 1927 did Antonio dance at?
I don't know that.
What famous theater in Hollywood?
Which really famous Hollywood theater
Pick
do you
a famous
hear
theater
about?
In Hollywood that
oh,
you
know.
You guessed it. That's very good.
Good job.
There you go, Bob. Okay, you got Pep. Whatever. Give us something.
We have Pepe's or a DVD?
Well, I'll take Pepe's.
Okay.
Pepe's for Bob. Bob, you get out there very much?
Yes, I do whenever I win.
Whenever you win.
67.
I go quite a bit, yes, sir.
67-61, Donovan.
You haven't won in the last 60 days, have you?
No.
Good. Because that's one thing we should point out. You can only win once every 60 days, so we got to make sure.
No, I know the rules.
And we know Bob. Yeah, Bob plays by the rules.
That's because the prize lady, she'll get you when you walk in that door.
Well, you know, they make them show the driver's license.
Oh, I know.
All right, this doesn't look like you, Bob.
I've seen you
Oh,
before.
Well, but no, this is Bob's name on the driver's license. All right, Bob, good luck with that. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you much.
And thank you for being a good sport. We're messing
we
with Bob. I knew Bob in high school.
That's it.
Bob is another one of those Austin High School people that just... We link. You can't get rid of us. All right, but in the meantime, we should take a break, though.
I think so.
We should do that. Come back. We got Rita in here.
Rita.
We got Philippa
we
in
have
here.
Philippe.
And these people are just sitting here running.
And you
go.
And me.
But we got to take a break.
I will take a break.
Call us on the phone if you really need to.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Nearly two-thirds of us say we want to eat healthier snacks. But when we're tempted with chips, cookies, and junk, what do we do? Eat chips, cookies, and junk. Tempt yourself with better snacks. Nature Box delivers delicious snacks made with simple ingredients right to your door. Like mini peanut butter oatmeal cookies, sourdough cheddar pretzels, and Big Island pineapple made with only one ingredient, pineapple. From bold new flavors to tasty twists on the classics, Nature Box has over 100 unique snacks to choose from, all with zero artificial junk. Don't like one? We'll replace it for free in your next box. So join over 1 million people who've already tried Nature Box. Start snacking better and loving every bite.
For a limited time, get 3 free snacks. That's up to $10 of free snacks when you visit naturebox.com/radio. Visit naturebox.com/radio for 3 free snacks today.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-885-1144.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-885-1144. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-885-1144. 800-885-1144.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
So, how's the remodel going?
Oh my gosh, where do I start? My contractor is amazing. He's made the whole process so easy on me. It's like I've always said, it pays to look for the seal. Ladies, I am not kidding. I always look for the seal.
Oh, I know you do. I do too.
Me too.
That's the truth. When we bought our car, we looked for the seal. When we were searching for daycares, we looked for the seal. I won't even buy shoes online unless I see the seal.
The BBB makes my life easier because I know I can always trust BBB accredited businesses. That's why I always look for the seal.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, y'all, it's time to find out what is happening in this week's El Paso Inc.
Cranes have sprung up across the city. El Paso Inc. tracks the construction that is reshaping El Paso so you don't have to.
Also in the Inc. this week is City Council offices get security doors. Like they had nothing in the meantime? Why city representatives are divided over new security measures that could limit access.
The way has been cleared for the demolition of five properties that are standing in the way of the controversial arena. Why some think they should be saved.
This is an El Paso Inc. online at elpasoinc.com and available for home and business delivery.
Call El Paso Inc. at 534-4422 to subscribe.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, Legislative Review, State Representatives Joe Moody and Mary Gonzalez will join us to discuss the successes and struggles for El Paso's delegation in Austin this session.
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Guadian hosts Sundays at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7.
That was one of them. You're not doing that?
No, well, I just didn't bring my castanets.
You can't work the baby ones?
She taught me everything I know. I think my hands are too big at this point, but she can play them.
Well, see, and my mother was referring earlier to that great dancer, La Kika, and these were the castanets that came from her when I was a little person.
And you can still play the little ones?
Yes, she can.
Is the word play correct?
The word play is correct. And then after I play them, what's interesting about this and what's fun is how the castanet came about, and when we talk about instruments, being like I work with El Paso Pro Musica and the woods that are used, let's say, like for cellos and such, and the woods that are used for all of these various instruments, it's fascinating. Guitars, luthiers, it's wonderful. Let's see. These are like little bitty castanets. It's unfortunate we can't see them.
You can hear the difference.
But you see, they're made of that precious wood that we call granadillo. Granadillo is really a tree. It's the pomegranate tree.
Oh, is that what they make them from?
Yes. Ah. And the good ones are made of granadillo. They can be made of rosewood, some perhaps of ivory. And all these woods at this point are becoming very difficult to come by. Even the guitars, that the flamenco guitars are made of cypress. The neck is made of cedar. And so now that people are busting up their cedar hope chests because these woods, for the most part, are becoming extinct. And history of castanets, of course, is one of those really relics of a different time. They probably came to Spain with the Phoenicians, who were the earliest traders in Spain. So we think, what is Phoenicia? Must be Lebanon, must be the ships, these great galleons that came, again, through the Mediterranean. And when we talk again of Granadillo, Granada, if you go to Granada, every little manhole has a picture of a pomegranate tree. Yeah. This is their natural kind of symbol. And the castanets did not come to the Americas. I think the sailors on the ships, again, of the conquistadores, had to be from the Andalusian seaports of Seville, Sanlúcar de Barrameda, and Cádiz. And what did they do? What did sailors do? They tried to eat oranges. They had to sing, and they had to dance. They had to drink. And they did have their guitar, which in Mexico became the guitarrón of the mariachi. Castanets were not brought along, and they don't appear, of course, in Mexican dance, although there are some dances from Guerrero in which they have a pañuelo, which is a sort of a kerchief that they swing back and forth. And this has sort of the idea of having something in your hands when you dance, which is a very
expression.
Old concept, whether it's the symbols of Arabic dance or any kind of a wood instrument. I know in Hindu dancing, they have wood blocks. So there is a field of history, if you will, that has this accompaniment of the dancer to himself or herself in dancing. And this is interpretation.
Are you giving a code when you do that? The Morse code? You're doing a little clickety-click?
It could be.
You could.
But we don't look at it that way.
Oh,
we
you don't.
Look at it as, again, interesting that Spanish composers left room in their compositions for castanets, knowing that they were danzas and bailes that were to be danced. And a lot of the composers of Europe didn't like the idea of their compositions being danced to. I know that when the Ballet Russe first did, I think, Scheherazade in Paris, Madame Rimsky-Korsakov was still alive, and she wanted to sue because she thought her music of her husband was too sacred to be danced. Where in Spain, this was the folklore. The composers went to the cafes, and this is where they got their inspiration. And so they made their own folklore a part of the symphonic music that was able to compete in the world. I think the other composer that did it was probably Grieg, who, again, used the folk music and was able to see that it wasn't just a chicky-chicky boom-chick, that it had great emotional depth.
Well, there's value in that, but yeah.
But it was the soul of Spain that came out through the composition, through the castanets interpretation, and, again, the musical forms. And I think it awoke the whole musical universe into the power and the beauty of Spanish music and dance.
Well, even you can talk about Bach. You can go back in time when you think about the Sarabande with the Fifth Suite, where it was like a forbidden dance. He wrote, they were dances.
Sarabande was much at one time forbidden, probably the only dance in the world that was actually forbidden to the people. So it must have been very, what do we say, wanton, lascivious. and people would gather on street corners and dance sarabanda.
This is early dirty dancing.
Yeah, right? But this early, is early, yes. 1700s, cool. Early dirty
dancing. In case then, you're wondering, that's Rita Triana talking there. I'm going to be the golf announcer on the side here. And the other voice occasionally is Philippa Solis with our co-host, Melissa Sargent.
Yes.
A pair. A bunch of characters in here, man, I'll tell you what. Well, what else do we need to know about Spanish influence on El Paso? It's huge.
Yes, it's architecture.
Yes.
It's a feeling that we all find identity and the past we carry with us all the time. This is culture. This is, again, emotion. The goosebumps on the arms, that comes from dancing, that comes from music. It's probably an enormous trigger for emotion. I know.
I was going to say, emotions is what's going on here.
For my husband, I know there were several dances that I couldn't listen to after he passed away because it would bring out this a tragic part of my life in which I didn't really lose my other half. I lost really a portion of myself. And I think I dance and I try to, in my mind, would he like this? And so I think, well, if there's no thunderbolt coming in through the window, he probably approves.
It's okay.
Yes.
Rita Triana, what a group you are. Well, what Philippa, you're a journalist type and you've been sitting here listening, contributing as well. What do we need to continue to talk about this morning? 900 subjects here. Which one do you want to go?
Well, she was a dancer, and she could have made her career as a professional Spanish dancer.
Oh.
My brother-in-law, who was a musician composer, he wanted her to be in the Galas Nacionales de España, and she wanted instead to get a degree of all things and speak and be relating to her own time. But she could have very easily gone to Spain.
Well,
and
we
be
can clear the table here and put Philippa
yes,
up here and dance on the table.
One thing my dad used to do, and I think it was just because of his love of what was happening, he was newspapers and everything. We would watch the news every night at dinner. So I would watch, I'm dating myself, the Huntley Brinkley Report.
Oh, yeah.
We'd watch Walter Cronkite.
He called it Nutley Hinkley.
We watched the news. I remember growing up and watching the Watergate hearings. And so when we talk about journalism, and I love to talk to Wendy about these things, is that it was so fascinating to me that doing things and being the first person to tell someone on the other end what's happening. We were just reflecting on 9/11 and how in a television newsroom we were a family because we literally were together for 24 hours. Nothing was happening. Planes weren't flying overhead. It was such an amazing part of history. And I think that is why I became a journalist, is because that past, present, and future was always such an important part of what we were and how I grew up. The other thing that really is kind of second nature to me, even for those of you who know me or have seen me on television or heard me on radio, is movies. And that is all my father. Because growing up in Hollywood, he would take me to this little bank on Hollywood Boulevard, and I looked forward to it. He had a dance studio on Hollywood Boulevard, and it was right adjacent to Capitol Records. And those visions were so a part of my life, and that was the one thing that when we moved, I missed so much. But he always told me, look straight ahead, don't look back, and I always remember that. So anytime I do a move or do something, that's kind of how I do it. And
seems to work for you.
I hope so. But movies, the Hollywood sign, we would be on Hollywood Boulevard. We'd walk to the Chinese Grauman's Theater. I'd look at the handprints and the footprints. And when I go there now, it's beyond goosebumps because it was such a part of my upbringing. And I loved everything that happened to do with movies. The other thing he introduced me to, getting back to the trivia question with the Chinese Graumans, he was in Hollywood during the silent film era, and I'm a firm believer in dancing with the ones who brung you. And as a film lover, as a film critic, because I'm a member of the Broadcast Film Critics, I adore silent movies, and that's because of my father. Chaplin, Keaton, Harold Lloyd, early Laurel and Hardy, Fatty Arbuckle, all of these incredible people who made Hollywood history, even Ramon Navarro in the first Ben-Hur. I was looking at Turner Classic Movies the other day and how many moments even from the original Ten Commandments, from the original Ben-Hur that they used in the silent film, they used in the 50s versions.
Yes, I saw that.
Fascinating, but that I credit with my dad. Everything about movies that I love, that I share, is what my father shared with me from what he learned. And he learned to speak English with the subtitles, with watching silent films. That was growth for him, and it became truly a major part of my life, is film.
Amazing. Felipa Solis here with her mom, Rita Triana. We're going to take a break and come back, but we need to reschedule something here. So we have a similar
part to do.
People can come talk to you in the public, and we'll get to that someday. We'll get, 544 if you need to.
5876 or 544-KTSM.
You make a good living, but your money is slashed by taxes every step of the way. 25-35% income tax, 15% Social Security tax, 8.5% sales tax, property, gasoline, corporate gains, and we're just getting started. If your income is $100,000 or more a year, every dollar you make is cut by about 50%. Bill Linderman here, a Paso's old-fashioned finance dude. One tax you shouldn't pay is tax on your retirement. On an InTouch financial plan, you'll have non-taxable growth on your wealth. I can show you in writing, guaranteed, how you can grow your retirement without getting slashed by the tax man. Call me to learn how you can grow your wealth without risk or taxation at 915-595-2752. That's 915-595-2752. Or on the interwebs at keepingintouchfinancial.com. InTouch Financial, keeping the tax man's hand off your retirement and you in touch with your money.
Bryce's lifeless body slumped over the piano keyboard. His forehead played a dissonant chord that reverberated throughout the hall. Not his best performance, I thought. I opened the back of his neck with my screwdriver. A couple of fresh bars of lithium brought him and the music back to life. I am sure that someday he will do the same for me.
If this 20-second performance made you feel something, imagine what an entire Audible book can do. Visit audible.com to start your free 30-day trial.
Nearly two-thirds of us say we want to eat healthier snacks. But when we're tempted with chips, cookies, and junk, what do? Eat chips, cookies, and junk. Tempt yourself with better snacks. NatureBox delivers delicious snacks made with simple ingredients right to your door. Like mini peanut butter oatmeal cookies, sourdough cheddar pretzels, and Big Island pineapple made with only one ingredient, pineapple. From bold new flavors to tasty twists on the classics, Nature Box has over 100 unique snacks to choose from, all with zero artificial junk. Don't like one? We'll replace it for free in your next box. So join over 1 million people who've already tried Nature Box. Start snacking better and loving every bite.
For a limited time, get 3 free snacks. That's up to $10 of free snacks when you visit naturebox.com/radio. Visit naturebox.com/radio for 3 free snacks today.
Little Caesars, the home of the large hot and ready pizzas, like the classic pepperoni for $5 and the deep, deep dish pepperoni for $8. And don't forget the crazy bread. All this and more at Little Caesars, plus tax at participating locations.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Did I mention Father's Day?
Yeah, Father's Day.
Father's Day's coming. A couple of weeks. You got to get some DVDs. Buy them for Dad. See what happens. See what you think about that. Or just look at them yourself. You can't put the shrink wrap back on them and give them to Dad. Or maybe you could. You say, I didn't come with shrink wrap.
Well, it becomes a family inventory thing. Yeah. So you wait until you get it, and then you open it and watch it together.
Hey, Dad, thanks for giving your DVD to the family. We can all watch it.
Or give them a home inventory. What the heck?
Yeah, you know? In fact, buy home. You want to give away
a home inventory?
Do you want to give away one of those? You have to make up a certificate.
Yeah, we could do that. That's
well, why'd you bring it up then? Anyway, they got the Rita Philippa crowd is in here, and just temporarily because we got to all go away. But some of us are going to Pepe. You going to Pepe's?
I'm going to Pepe's.
I'm going to Pepe's.
Yes.
See Bernie out there?
Yeah, Bernie will be there.
And the other.
Give my love to Bernie.
The other person that normally doesn't go to lunch with us, Wendy, she's going to come out there today. So if you want to say hello to Wendy. And Wendy retired in fine flavor. You know that.
Yes, she did. She's an amazing journalist. Amazing journalist. We're a member of a little lunch group together, so I get to see Wendy often.
And she's still not totally retired. She's still doing that magazine.
But it's a beautiful magazine.
It comes out this week. And you only get the El Paso Inc. magazine if you subscribe to El Paso Inc.
Yes.
That's how that works. So if you got the Inc., you get the magazine this weekend, and away you go. And there's some great stories in there. It's amazing.
It's wonderful.
She finds some great stuff. So she's not retired.
She does, yes. She does a good job.
But, Philippa, I want to say, what are you doing these days? You got Pro Music on the brain.
Yes.
24/7, I'm sure.
Well, it's a big commitment. Nonprofits are a big commitment. But the beautiful part of El Paso Pro Musica is the community. We embrace the community with music, collaboration. We collaborate with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, the Museum of Art, and we're very fortunate to have Zul Bailey as our artistic director and Grammy Award winner.
We need to bring you in with some of that going on here in the discussion.
We'll have to do that, too.
Rita, Triana, thank you for coming in. Appreciate that, letting your daughter come and be part of our lives here.
Pleasure.
Am I hearing music there? Is that music under us there? Oh, I hear music.
Are we fading
out? That means
we're
out of here. EPHistory.com for details and a podcast.
Yes.
Ladies, thanks for coming in. We're going to Pepe's.
Thank you. Going to Pepe's.
Everybody else, see you next week. Right
next
here.
Next week.
Yeah, show. Bye.
Adios.
Father's Day.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
Fellow Americans, I am thrilled to be back in the United States after our first historic foreign trip. Over the course of 9 days, Melania and I traveled to some of the holiest sites in the three Abrahamic religions and met with nearly 100 foreign leaders. Everywhere we went, my goal was to advance American interests, to build a coalition of nations to drive out the terrorists, and to unlock a future of peace, prosperity, and hope for all Americans and people around the world. In Saudi Arabia, I was honored to participate in a historic summit with the leaders of more than 50 Muslim and Arab nations, where King Salman and many other leaders expressed their desire to take on a greater role in defeating terrorists who murder innocents of all faiths. At this unprecedented summit, we opened a new center to combat extremist ideology, launched a task force to block funding for terrorists, and agreed to a massive economic development deal that will create hundreds of thousands of new jobs in the United States. I also discussed the importance of the nations of the region taking more responsibility on migration so that more young people are part of creating a better future in their home societies. From Saudi Arabia, I traveled to Jerusalem, where I reaffirmed the unbreakable bond between the United States and Israel.